So first of all, Sam Smith, you told me a big fib.
I did, yes. I did. Sorry about that.
That's okay. What could you do in that situation?
I mean, I was told just to deny. So that's what I did. And I think it worked a little bit because there was obviously that thing happened with Radiohead and stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought that my lies worked a little bit. So it was, I didn't lie for nothing.
Did you practice your fibbing face? Did you sort of, because you knew people would ask you, so did you practice it?
No, I didn't actually. I'm just like a naturally good liar. It's bad, isn't it?
Is this something you've always known?
Yeah, what we've done.
That you could fib easily?
No, well, yeah, I think so. I mean, like as a kid, I think I probably mastered it when I was a kid trying to get, you know, sweets and stuff from my mum and dad.
So
yeah,
why?
No, I'm not proud of it.
Well, listen, you had to do it and it worked.
And to be quite honest, it's only over the past few weeks that it's really started to become real life a little bit for me. You know, it's been a dream of mine to do this. I think it's any singer, it's a dream to do this song, and to be honored with this. I can't believe it. And I'm nervous. I'm very nervous to release it because I hope people love it.
Because you did it really quickly, didn't you? And I heard the one that they're actually releasing is the demo that you sent over, the one that you first recorded.
Yes. I mean, my idea when we were going to write this song was that it was going to take a few attempts and it was going to be a really long process, but it has been the quickest songwriting process I've ever done in my life. I think maybe subconsciously me and Jimmy Nates have been preparing for this moment for a long time and we really just went for it. And we really did. When you hear the song, I'm singing the highest I've ever sung. I think the lyrics are some of the most beautiful lyrics me and Jimmy have ever written. And the chords are the best chords that Jimmy's ever done, I think. And, you know, we just went for it.
Yeah, the notes, the high notes. I mean, I just said that must be a personal best for you when it comes to singing
really
high
is.
Notes.
I've really shot myself in the foot now because I've got to perform this live.
Mm. Yeah, I bet your doctor's really happy about this.
Yeah.
He's like, I thought exactly, we were supposed to be resting your voice.
Yeah, I know.
Why did you decide to choose Ellie as the person to kind of put the...
I didn't. People took words out of my mouth for this one. They said, who would you like to do it? And that morning I'd read online that there was a rumour going around that Ellie Goulding was doing it. So I said, I've heard a rumour that Ellie's doing it. So the rumour was already there.
Yeah.
I just emphasised it.
So who was the first person you told when you'd done it?
Gosh, the first person I told was, actually I went for dinner with my best friend and my hairdresser the night that I wrote the song, and I played it to them there and then.
Wow.
And they were the first people that kind of heard it, and they loved it. I've been getting text messages every week saying, when can we tell people, that today is the day.
The relief. It must be so relieving now to not have this. I mean,
it is. It's also scary. It's really scary. Like, I wasn't scared until 3 days ago when I realised, you know, it's when I released a song from my album, for my second album stuff, you know, people are only going to be comparing it to what I've done before. Whereas when you're releasing a Bond song, people are comparing it to some of the most famous, most iconic, legendary songs there has been in music.
Yeah.
And so that's quite nerve-wracking.
Yeah. And then, of course, and all through your career it's happened, and, you know, it just seems to, but the comparisons with Adele now continue.
Yes. I mean, it's a weird comparison, I know. But I think that it's a different song, and it's not the same thing. I find the comparisons with Adele absolutely flattering and great. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a guy and she's a girl, And you know, I'd like to think the comparisons are that we stand on stage and we sing our songs and stuff. And I think, you know, that's a beautiful thing and there should be more people that do that.
I think what we want is for you both to work together because that will just be, it will just blow everything out the park.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, I don't know. I'm excited to hear her new album. I can't wait to hear it. It's, I've heard it's unbelievable, so I can't wait.
So have you seen the film yet, the finished film?
No, I haven't. The first time I see it is going to be on the premiere. I wanted to make it a really special moment. I'm going to get my family and friends. We're going to go and watch it in the London premiere. So I can't wait for that.
So you haven't seen how your song looks or sounds over the opening sequence?
No, I went with Sam Mendes to Abbey Road and we sat and I saw them playing some music along the film. So I've seen a few scenes from the film, but I haven't seen the opening sequence yet. It's going to be a real moment being there with Jimmy and my whole team and my family. I'm watching that, so I can't wait.
I was going to say, who are you taking to the world premiere? Are you going to take a date?
I don't have a boyfriend, but my date will probably be my best friend or my sisters or my mum or my dad, but, you know. Or I might just fly solo, independent woman stuff, you know.
Your family and friends will kill you. You're like, you're not taking us to the...
They can all come. They'll all come. I'm gonna get everyone tickets, but I'll just fly solo by myself. No date for me.
Well, because then you can meet the princes whilst you're there. It's a royal premiere.
The royal family, I love the royal family. So if they're there, I'll lose my mind.
Have you thought about what you might say to them? And is there going to be a Sam selfie with the princes?
No way. God, no. I think I just curtsy a lot.
So what about the Oscars then, talking of big events?
The Oscars is something that I'm not thinking about, and I will not think about it unless, you know, God forbid I actually get an Oscar nomination. But I just can't think about that until it could, because it probably won't. I don't think it could happen. But if it does, I will be overwhelmed.
I'm sure it will happen.
Who knows?